Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order at 2:24 p.m. We are in Belts Room 105 of the Thomas Stewart Building in the nation's most beautiful capital city of Juneau, Alaska. Today is Friday, April 12th, 2024. Members present are Senator Merrick, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Dunbar, and myself, Chair Bjorkman. Senator Bishop will be along shortly. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please turn off or silence your cell phones. I'd like to recognize and welcome our recording secretary, Lisa Denny, and our LAO moderator, Joseph Giesbrecht. We have two items on our agenda today. First up is Senate Bill 239, Aid to Workforce Housing Development, followed by Senate Bill 211, Agricultural Products / Loans / Sales. First up is Senate Bill 239. We first heard this bill on March 27th when we had a presentation of the bill and took invited testimony as well as public testimony. With us today, we have the bill sponsor, the Honorable Forrest Dunbar, to give us a brief recap of the bill and answer any questions that may have come up since our last hearing. Senator, please put yourself on the record and begin a brief recap of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, this is Forrest Dunbar, Senator from District J in Anchorage. This bill changes the specified tasks for ADA to include workforce housing development. And we worked with a number of organizations, including ADA and AHFC, on this bill, and is relatively narrow and targeted now at 5 units or above, with a definition of workforce housing based on income. We had an economist from University of Alaska who was going to testify today. Unfortunately, he was called away before we began, but Mr. Clauda, but he assured me that he would be submitting a written testimony. You know, if this bill leaves committee, it will travel with that testimony, I hope. So with that, I'm available to take any questions. I will note again that both AHFC and ADA have agreed to support this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions for Senator Dunbar or his staff? Seeing and hearing none, we will be looking forward to seeing the comments from Mr. Clauda. We also have members from ADA online if folks have questions. Anyone have questions? Seeing and hearing none, at this time I will reopen public testimony on Senate Bill 239. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify to Senate Bill 239? Is there anyone online? Seeing and hearing none, I will close public testimony on Senate Bill 239. Any further questions or committee discussion? Seeing and hearing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to report Senate Bill 239, version 33-L, Sugar 1072-A, from committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any objection? Briefities. Back on the record, 228. Senator Gray Jackson, would you please restate the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to report Senate Bill 239, version 33-SL, Sugar 1072B, like Bob, from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, Senate Bill 239, version /B, moves from committee with individual recommendations and a zero fiscal note. We will take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill on our agenda. Back on the record, 231 now in Senate Labor and Commerce. We next turn to the next item on our agenda, Senate Bill 211, Agricultural Products, Loans, and Sales. We first heard this bill on March 1st when we heard a presentation of the bill and a PowerPoint presentation by the Division of Agriculture. With us today, we have Brent Goodrum, Deputy Commissioner from the Department of Natural Resources, and DNR Special Assistant Rena Miller for a brief recap of the bill. Deputy Commissioner, thank you for joining us today. Welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce.
Thank you, Chair Bjorkman. For the record, my name is Deputy Commissioner Brent Goodrum. Very quickly, a high recap of Senate Bill 211. It's a series of immediate steps boosting state policies already in statute that we're working on short, medium, and long-term recommendations and actions with regards to food security. The overarching goal is to help increase food security within the state of Alaska and to help grow and expand Alaska's agricultural sector. There are essentially four components, main components within the bill. The first would change the quorum for the Board of Agriculture from 5 to 4 statutorily. Second part is it would expand various types of activities the Agriculture Revolving Loan Fund can get issued loans for, as well as replace some statutory loan caps, which would now be set by regulation by the board. It also institutes a state contribution towards farmers' federal crop insurance premiums, and would allow the Division of Agriculture to write regulations for contributions to that program. Lastly, it would put forth a provision, a reporting provision, for us to gather some more data with regards to the state's institutional buying power when it comes to agricultural and fish products. So I hope that helps.
Yes. Thank you very much. Ms. Miller, did you have anything that you would like to add?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Very good. Are there any questions for the Deputy Commissioner or Special Assistant? Seeing and hearing none, at this time I will reopen public testimony on Senate Bill 211. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify to this piece of legislation? Is there anyone online? There is. First up, we have Scott Dahlman. Mr. Dahlman, please state your name and location and begin your testimony.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Brookman. Members of the committee, my name is Scott Dahlman. I'm with an organization called Crop Life America. We are the national association representing the manufacturers and distributors of pesticides and other ag chemicals. And I am calling in today to offer support for this bill. We are very excited to see from the governor's transmittal letter to the Senate, the intent of this bill is to grow and support Alaska's agricultural sector and to strengthen overall food security in the state. We're very supportive of seeing a growing ag industry within Alaska. We are very supportive of the intent of this bill. Would only add that another key thing to remember as you try to grow the ag economy there is that an important thing for growers as they're making investments in operations is to provide a stable regulatory environment. There is existing language in the other body right now that we think would fit well into this bill, and would ask the committee to consider amending SB 211 to include the language currently in House Bill 113, which can help provide some of that regulatory certainty for growers as they choose to grow or expand their operation. With that, I appreciate the time to speak with you guys today, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dahlman. Are there any questions for Mr. Dahlman from members of the committee? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Dahlman, thank you again for your testimony. Also online for questions are Brian Scoresby from Palmer with the Division of Agriculture and DNR and Kevin Higgins, Assistant Attorney General from the Department of Law. Seeing no one else in the room on or online wishing to testify on Senate Bill 211 at this time, I'll close public testimony. Are there any further questions at this point in time for Deputy Commissioner Goodrum or Special Assistant Miller? Seeing none, members have a draft proposed committee substitute in their packet. Senator Gray Jackson, may I have a motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move we adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 211, version 33-G, like God, sugar, 2386/B, like Bob, as a working document. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I'll object for purposes of explanation. Deputy Director or Special Assistant, would one of you please take us through changes that we see before us in the committee substitute?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Rena Miller, Special Assistant, and I'd be happy to go through the changes from the original version, backslash A, to the proposed committee substitute that you have on your table. Overall, this version is identical to the version that passed out from the House Resources Committee. The department supports the changes that were made in that, and we appreciate you considering them as well. First of all, it adopts revisions recommended by Legislative Legal Services to conform the bill with their drafting standards, as is typical when the administration first drafts the bill. Significantly, the CS removes 13 sections that deal with the expanded procurement preference for in-state agricultural products and fisheries products. Originally proposed was a five-year pilot to expand that preference. The response from that, of course, has been that legislators perhaps would like to see some additional data and rationale for making that expanded procurement preference. And so those sections have been removed, but the reporting requirement remains so that the Department of Administration and the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development will prepare a report for the legislature at the beginning of next session, reviewing the procurement preference that's in statute today and making recommendations on how that might be adapted to better serve the needs of growing the agricultural sector and increasing food security. DNR will stand by to assist those departments as they prepare that report. On page 2 of the CS, on lines 9 to 10 and lines 23 to 24, added to the activities that ARLF can loan for is in-state manufacturing of food or production of animal feed. And this was included in specific support of increasing food security in the state and should enable people that are looking to manufacture and add value to things grown in the state, turn them into an additional product to be eligible for ARLIF loans for that activity. The other significant changes are on page 3 of your CS. The original version suggested removing the 1 million cap on the maximum ARLIF loans that can go out to any one buyer at a time and letting the Board of Ag set that limited regulation going forward. Instead, the House version in your CS increases that 1 million to a $3 million limit per any one borrower, and then also adds an adjustment so that that amount will increase annually based on inflation. And we're very happy with that revision. We think that brings that up to current standards and allows for that continued growth as needed. And then the original bill advocated requiring a first priority security for ARLIF loans. And we've had a lot of feedback and discussion about that and how that may conflict with other ag lenders' needs and also be perhaps an additional hurdle for some of the borrowers. And so that provision is removed in the CS. The remaining changes are really conforming changes to those policy type amendments that we've discussed. And that concludes the summary of changes.
Thank you very much, Ms. Miller. Are there any questions for Special Assistant Miller or Deputy Director Goodrum? Thank you both. Greatly appreciate it. At this time, we'll set this bill aside for further consideration, and the Labor and Commerce Committee will meet again on... Back on the record, I'll remove my objection to the CS and work order 33-GS2386/Bravo is before the committee as a working document. The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will meet again Monday, April 15th, when we will hear Senate Bill 235, CNA training, and Senate Bill 237, tax credit, child care, /utility/house/food. As there is no further business to come before the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee today, we are adjourned at 2:42 p.m.